Here's a little clip from tonight's episode on CBS of Kid Nation.
I really don't think that the Green District can be split up. Laurel definitely cares more about her district than the town as a whole. She's starting to become more and more selfish by the day.
Why should your district get the special royal treatment?
We're just too close of a district. We're too close of friends. We all work really, really well together. We have 4 Gold Star winners in my district. I don't think I need to mix anything up.
Oh my God, Laurel, you're acting stuck up. We don't want to have one perfect district and three lousy ones.
Can I think about it? Read the journal today.
Uh-oh.
And we have decided to mix you guys all up.
No!
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 There's the big shocker for Kid Nation tonight. The four members of the town council making that announcement to the other kids in Bonanza City. And here's the only adult that they ever see, or at least the only adult who has a speaking role on the show, the host of Kid Nation, Jonathan Karsh. Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
Hey, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Right.
Your show has become a big hit in my house because I've got a 13-year-old daughter who every week imagines herself in Bonanza City.
Wow. So what does she think of the whole thing?
She thinks it's a terrific experiment, and if it weren't for the cleaning up after yourself part of it, I think she'd like that. I'm sure you hear that from a lot of kids around the country.
Yeah, well, a lot of parents say, you know, I'd love to get my child on Kid Nation so she would know how to do a dish and be able to make a meal for herself and would put down her video games and her television for one night and just focus on what really matters, talking to people and learning about issues. And that's what the kids do on Kid Nation.
And do you think the kids who are in Bonanza City, are they really learning things as they go along? For instance, Taylor, who was kind of painted as the villain all along in the first half dozen episodes, has she learned anything and matured at all?
Well, Taylor's her own show.
Yes.
Taylor is a pageant queen who refuses to work, and it takes her a long time and a reward that is given down the line. I can't give away what it is. It takes this amazing, fantastic reward for her to turn around.
Uh-huh.
Can't say what that is because that's not coming for a couple of episodes.
Understood.
However, what the kids are really learning are, you know, every week they take on pollution, politics, religion, economics, education, tonight, equality, what happens when you have an unequal distribution of strengths and weaknesses, and you got to figure out how to put kids together who are going to do well in these showdowns and can win gold stars. They take on all these adult issues and solve them. I mean, they figure out, you know, the global warming problem. They figure out political problems. They figure out how to have a school in Bonanza City. They do it all, and they do it quickly, and they say, if my parents only knew I could do this at home, they'd give me more credit.
Yeah. Some of the kids on the show act almost as if they've been fans of other reality shows, like they know what to do, and or at least at the beginning, how to talk to the camera and how to deal with certain situations in a way that some of the other kids on the show don't seem to get. Have you noticed that, too?
I haven't noticed that because these kids were born around the first season of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't old enough to see what reality shows are about and what reality contestants do, and they're certainly not privy to, you know, show business the way adults are. And a lot of people who are on reality shows are, you know, out-of-work actors who want to be on TV.
Yeah.
Not the case with kids on Kid Nation. These are spelling bee champs and farmhands, you know, rodeo kids. These are kids who are just amazing in their own right. That's why they're put on the show. And they're themselves. It's Id Nation, you know. They're
yeah.
just acting like themselves. They don't care if the camera's around or not. They're just gonna. You know, Taylor was that much of a, you know, witch away from the cameras. You know, she didn't care that she was on TV. None of these kids were trying to get airtime. They were just living their lives, and that's what made it so fascinating.
I mentioned that you're the only adult they see, which isn't really the case because there are camera and sound crews around and probably some safety people who are not that far away, right?
True. Yeah, yeah. There's you know, it takes a village to create a TV show, and that's what we had. You know?
So where are you guys staying while these kids are in the bunkhouses in Bonanza City?
We're in a base camp about a mile away.
Uh-huh.
So we're not interfering with their day-to-day, but we are watching everything they do. And, you know, obviously camera people are around to capture the moments that you see on TV, but we never step in. You know, we had a couple of rules. We would only step in if things got so dangerous that we couldn't return these kids to their parents safely, or something got so psychologically bad that they would, you know, be damaged for life. You know, we had an obligation to the parents to make sure that they were returned safely. Beyond that, though, we thought we would never step in, and we never did. These kids made all decisions on their own. They had to choose between these major rewards. They had to give away a gold star at the end of every episode worth a lot of money. They did that all on their own. And these kids are in charge of, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars by the end of this thing, and have to figure out how to give it away.
And when you say you're at the base camp and you're watching, does that mean that the camera people on the scene are watching it, or are you watching feeds from their cameras so you actually know what's going on in every part of Bonanza City?
Yeah, we're watching feeds from their cameras to know what's going on in Bonanza City.
And my daughter wants to know about the gold stars and whether they have created jealousy amongst the kids that has
absolutely
and has that jealousy manifested itself as an incentive for some of them.
Good question. She's a smart 13-year-old.
Yeah,
sounds like she could be on Kid Nation. there are it is more true tonight than any other night. The kids are fed up with the Green District getting all the gold stars. These are the smartest, oldest, strongest kids, and they're all in one district that Laurel, the council member, picked. She's bragging, you played that clip, she's bragging that I have four gold star winners in my district, and the other kids want a shot at it. So that creates a lot of jealousy. They also, you know, have different motivations for getting gold stars. Some kids want to get two, so they'll work hard or connive or manipulate the council to try to get another gold star. Some kids who got a gold star, like Greg, then turn to not care about the town and yell at everybody afterward because he already has his 20 grand.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was a cause of a lot of conflict, a lot of jealousy, and it's something we never really expected. You know, we knew throwing a gold star into this at the end would be an incentive for them to work, but never really knew it would be, you know, it would lead to such such drama.
This Laurel is very impressive. I had her on before the season started, and you know, I had not seen any part of the show, but just in talking to her for 10 minutes on my show, I was very impressed with her, and then even more impressed seeing her leadership qualities.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's really as perfect a kid as you get, until tonight. You will see the downfall of Laurel tonight a little bit. She makes this decision not to trade anyone in her district, and nobody likes it, and it comes back to haunt her in a big way, and it's a pretty shocking ending of Kid Nation tonight. Without giving anything away, it's what happens at this town hall meeting comes out of nowhere.
Okay, and now that we're, what are we, about a halfway through the season, two-thirds of the way into the season?
Episode 9 of 13 tonight.
Okay, so we got a month to go here, and then will there be Kid Nation 2?
We're hoping there'll be Kid Nation 2. We've got so many ideas for the show next season, where it could be shot and who could be in it, and thousands of kids have applied on the CBS website. So we're all ready to go. As soon as the network makes their decisions for the schedules in the future, we hope to be on it.
Where would you do it?
Well, so we hope we make it.
Where would you do a second season?
Not sure. We're scouting all over the country, all over the world.
Are there places in the U.S. that would allow you to come in, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, scouting is going on right now inside the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If the writer's strike lasts a while, CBS is going to need a lot of, let's call them reality shows and unscripted shows to fill a lot of primetime hours. So that might be a way that they come to you and say, hey, give us another season as quickly as you can.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Yeah. However they come to us, we'll take it.
Yeah. good luck with that, and congratulations on the show. You're getting 7 million or so viewers a week, and probably even more through CBS.com, which is where we've had to turn a couple of times when the old DVR has died. So as I said, you're a hit in my house, and my producer's kids are watching it too.
That's great.
And congratulations on that, Jonathan. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Paul. Take care. Good talking to you.
Jonathan Carr, supervising producer and host of Kid Nation, which will have another episode, number 9, on Channel 4 here in St. Louis and all across the CBS television network tonight at 7 Central Time. This is News Talk 1120 KMOX.